Becky and Colette Show.
Hello, welcome to the Becky and Colette Show. I'm Becky.
And I'm Colette. Well, okay, so what would you like to talk about today then?
Well, should we start off with some news?
News, what have you been up to? What have you been up to this week?
What have I been up to?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Not a great deal, I just went to do some vintage shopping.
So did I,
I know.
We didn't actually go together.
Definitely not, I wouldn't go shopping with you.
No. Where did you go then?
Cow, Nottingham, pretty good shop. Yeah. The shops are available.
If you go there, to Nottingham, go to Cow, because
it's really
awesome.
Really good.
But it's a bit like, whoa,
yeah,
lots of stuff everywhere.
Crazy shops.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried on this dress, and it was like, it's like a prom dress, and it had this like big like flower thing. So it's black, and then it looked like you're just sitting in a flower because it had petals that went like up there.
Did it fit you properly?
No, it was really, really small, so I couldn't do it up.
Wow.
But it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Or did it go like around like that?
Yeah, it's like
cover you up.
Yeah, it's like went up like that.
That's pretty cool.
Not that you can see what I'm doing.
No, like
yeah, it went up like this around. Yeah, but it looked like a petal.
Like you're sitting in a flower. Just imagine it.
Like sitting in a flower, purple flower, like black stem.
Oh, it's good. A bit odd black stem.
Yeah, it was a bit
green.
Vampish.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Was it red? No, you said purple, didn't you?
No, it was like purple, like petal thing. And
like
then
really
black.
Deep purple.
Yeah.
I can imagine that being like really like,
But it was cool. And yeah, lots of shoulder pad garments.
What did you buy in the end?
Red dress, which I'm wearing right now.
It looks very nice. It's got like little holes in it.
With holes cut out. Actually, I think it's the technical term.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm going to study fashion, but I don't know what it's called.
Well, you know, that's your first tip from Project Runway. Where I get my fashion knowledge from.
What else did you buy? Anything?
No. Cookie?
From where?
Snack Attack.
Never heard of that.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Oh, Snack Attack. Yeah. Is that like that?
Yeah, and it has like soup. And like...
Soup? What?
They make sandwiches.
That's what I've heard before. Stuff. Oh, is it a place?
Yeah, it's like a little sandwich bar.
Oh, no. I think, like, Snacker Jacks.
Oh, yeah.
Snacker Jacks, what are they?
Oh, those are those rice cakes, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, don't like those.
No, not really. Actually, the toffee one's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's all right. I remember I went through a phase of liking Snacker Jacks.
Anyway,
what have you been up to this week?
Not much. See, we've kind of gone fast, but yeah, I went vintage shopping and I got a bag. Yeah, it was pretty good. And got two pairs of shoes as well. Finally got my high heels.
Can be as tall as me.
Not quite. They're not as high as Hannah's.
Guess what?
What?
My mum measured me.
Yeah.
And guess how tall I am?
6 foot.
Yeah,
really?
I'm actually 6 foot
now.
I'm really scared.
My
I think I'm still growing. I might just like take some drugs to stop growing.
Can you give me some of your inches?
Yeah, I'll pass them on.
Measure me this morning. I mean, like not this morning, but and she like put me on the wall and she like marked it off, and I was smaller than I was before.
Oh,
and I was like, "What are you doing?" I'm now this small.
You've given me your...
I've lost an inch.
Oh,
how did you lose an inch? And Mum was like, oh, it's probably just the floor. It's probably slanted. I was like, more like you can't measure me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm as tall as I am in, like, 2007 now.
Oh, no.
We were going to do a challenge, but we couldn't think of, like, a really good one.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be too, like, offend people too much.
Yeah, our first one was a bit offensive.
Email beckyandcolletteshow@live.com. Is it Becky and Colette Show or Becky and Colette?
No, it's Becky and Colette.
Or Becky and Colette at live.com.
All one word, Becky and Colette.
Oh.
And is a word, A-N-D.
Colette spelled C-O-L-E-T-T-E. And Becky with a Y.
Yeah, Becky with a Y.
No, email us any interesting things, interesting facts or anything like that. Because we looked on our email, and they were all from MySpace or YouTube.
I know, like, boring, or Windows Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, interesting emails, some suggestions for challenges.
Or any, like, cool adventures, or whatever, like, that's the same challenge, but, like, I don't know, something fun to do that we can entertain you with.
Yeah.
You can always film it as well if it's on YouTube or something like that.
Yeah, we have a YouTube account, so
yeah.
There you go.
Becky and Colette. is that's just what it is. And okay. Okay. Oh, we could do weird facts that we found out today.
Okay, news.
News. Dun, 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 news. Okay. Today, in weird facts, rats. Oh, yeah. This is about the lady and the rats.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's this lady in America who, I quote, "Rats are my co-pilots. Rats are my best friend."
Basically, I think she had like a bi. What is that snake name? The bee? No. She had a snake and she fed the rats.
Boa constrictor.
Yeah, boa constrictor. And she fed the rats the snake. Mm. And apparently they escaped and then made babies all around the house. So, like...
And then she befriended the rat.
Yeah, so they're now her, like, best friends. And she went there to that... people went to the house and they found, like, rat droppings and urine all over the floor and it was all soggy and gross.
Yeah. She's, like, turned her attention away from her snakes and to the, like, rats. It said the rats, the snakes,
I love you.
Yeah.
The snakes are all
malnourished. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's horrible, yeah.
Yeah, but snake.
Malnourished snakes. And she's just like, screw you guys. Yeah, these guys got away. What did you do? Stay in your little cage.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's
sad. Poor snakies. But when I first read it, I thought the snakes were, like, just free in a house.
Yeah, me too. Actually, living with snakes and rats. It's like, okay, I did it random. It's like, snakes, rats, party. Like, jungle. All she needs is, like, that'd a little lion cool or something.
Just some snakes. Oh, someone's been shot at a wedding.
Oh, yeah, that was really random. Like, there was these people, and they were, like, fighting over a band. They were like, oh, that's not the right band. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what they were saying. But, and then, like, police came in, and they just shot them with stun guns. Okay, I'm sure there's a better way to deal with that.
Yeah,
like, guys, what are you fighting about? Yeah, come
calm
on,
down.
That we can solve this in a
rational manner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. An octopus is in love with a Mr. Potato Head.
That was so cute. It was like a picture of an octopus. It's like a little Mr. Potato Head inside it.
Yeah, and apparently, if like the zoo, the aquarium keepers try and remove the Mr. Potato Head, the octopus attacks the people and, like, won't let the potato head go. It's like his little friend.
Becky and Colette Show.
What would you say was the world record for wearing the most underwear? Take a guess.
Well, I know the answer.
Do you?
I don't know, because I would have thought that, I mean, it'd be easy to wear, like, 100 or 200, but...
Yeah.
Like, how thick are they? They're really thin.
I know, and it's like the record is for wearing the most underwear whilst staying upright.
Oh, okay, so not like falling over.
Yeah. I guess you could like just fall over really easily. You'd have to get really big pants at the end.
Yeah, you start off small and you'd have to get
really tight pants.
Well, I don't know why would any, that's the most stupidest record ever.
I know, what does that achieve?
Yeah, let's try and get some pants. Yeah, good one.
Yeah. What good does that bring to the world?
Yes, we'd like to know any weird records that any of you guys have tried to achieve. Mm-hmm. And then we did the Macarena at school. That was really weird.
Yeah.
Even though we were in Blencathra.
We probably got the record for the most remote Macarena.
Yeah, we did it in this really random island.
On an island.
In the middle of a lake.
In the Lake District.
Exactly. But yeah, I know people have done banana eating and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, really weird ones. Like, weird, like, ones that you put pegs on your mouth or something. Like,
yeah.
The amount of pegs you can put on your face.
That's horrible. That would hurt so much.
It's like, why would you need to feel the need to put pegs all over your face?
Yeah, you could just make a record out of anything. Like, the most times I've tapped a Pritt stick.
Most times you've used a Pritt stick.
Yeah.
Most times you've opened a window.
Yeah, in a row. Yeah, you can just do anything.
Becky and Colette Show. Now it's time for the scoopity doop. We saw a photo on the internet when we were looking for weird news.
Yeah.
And it was of Mars. And it had this little green man on it. and it looked like a man. So they were like, little green man.
There are aliens on Mars. It's a fact.
what more things do you need? There's aliens on Mars.
We've discovered it. It is a fact. There have been aliens found on Mars.
It really did look like a little man. I mean, it was, I think it was on the Metro website.
Yeah, Metro. Believe everything you hear in the Metro.
Rock skinned. And then it had, like, had a little green shirt on.
And it had an arm that was like running, looking like it was running.
But it was the only one. And if it didn't really look like an alien, it looked like a person.
Yeah, rock with an arm.
I mean, I'm not saying no, there aren't aliens. Because, I mean, who knows? I mean, we're here, so who says there aren't, like, another one of us?
There's probably aliens and
humans living. I mean, this is only.
Apparently, there is another planet, like, in a different galaxy that's exactly the same as the world. Like,
the world? The Earth.
The world!
What is the world? I mean, I know it's the same as the Earth. Earth is the world, but why would you call it the world? Because the world makes you think, like, I don't know, like, the world is everything, but there's so much more than outside of Earth.
Well, it's the same as the Earth, it has water. And everyone's like, oh my god, there could be people in it.
Oh my god, there could be life. There probably is life. I mean, what do you need for life? Food,
water,
oxygen. But I mean, obviously, there's things that don't need. Oh yeah, like the frog. We'll get onto that soon.
Oh yeah.
But that's pretty interesting. Mm. Oh yeah, but do you have any stories about Norway? Because you went to Norway the other week.
Oh yeah, I went to Norway recently. Norway's a pretty hip hop happening place. Yeah, it's really cool. It's like you get off the plane, like you go to Heathrow and it's like people everywhere and it's like really stressful, it's all like horrible and dark and dingy and like dirty everywhere, and you go into Norway and it's like all calm, everything's clean,
nice
and, like,
peaceful.
Yeah, and the airport's like all made out of wood, like wooden, like polished wood, and then all the airport assistants go around on scooters.
Wow.
It's really cool. Yeah. They like push themselves along and it's really funny.
Oh, like proper scooters, yeah, not like electronic ones.
No, like actual push scooters.
Why would they want to do that? That's really random to walk.
It's faster than walking. That's and it's really cool. And like they have like leather seats which recline as well.
Wow.
It is pretty amazing. But yeah, went cross country skiing and downhill skiing. And was pretty intense workout, but yeah, this time it went well. Like nothing disastrous happened.
Oh yeah, what happened last time?
Yeah, last time we almost died.
Really?
Dramatic. No, we did actually almost die.
Go on then.
I could have died.
Go on then. Tell us your story. Okay.
I need to set
how you died. Almost.
Well, it started off. Because we had a guide that, like, took us on routes around cross-country skiing, like, up mountains and stuff.
Mm.
But on this particular day, our guide wasn't there, like, never arrived. But my mum remembered when, like, the day before he said, oh, we're thinking about doing this route tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so mum was like, oh, we'll just go on that route by ourselves. Because it turned out...
that your mum?
Yeah. Okay. I was like... without the guide, we'll leave him. But he was in a coma, which is a different story. So we didn't have a guide.
He wasn't in a coma the day before, and then he said he went into a coma.
Yeah, and then he went into a... Well, what happened was he, like, didn't eat or something, and then he went to the pub, and then... No, he wasn't even drunk or anything, but then he went to the pub and then just, like, collapsed in a pub car park and went into a coma because he hadn't eaten anything, and he'd just been on, like, a really long cross-country ski thing with us. And he collapsed, and then all these, like, people, like, thought he was just drunk, and they were like, a stupid man, or, like, drunk in the car park. Then people actually realised that he was, like, in a coma, and he was in a coma for, like, 10 hours.
And then... That would be so scary to be in a coma.
I know, yeah. Well, it wouldn't really, because you wouldn't know what was going on, because you're in a coma.
No, I know, but, I mean, when you got out.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you wouldn't know. I'm in a coma. Help me. Please let me out. No, do they do that, though? You know, if you're in a coma, like, you can hear them, but you can't, like, do anything about it. So that's why people are like, talk to them.
Oh, yeah, because you can hear them. Yeah, I don't know. You don't actually hear people that are like, I was in a coma and I could hear everything you're saying.
If you're in a coma, tell us, please.
Yeah.
I'd like to know.
Yeah, that's interesting. But anyway, so we went up and, like, it was, like, all day, just going uphill. Not all day, all morning, going uphill for, like, hours, and we're like, oh my gosh. And then suddenly the clouds started coming in, and we're like, oh no. And it started snowing. And at first it was like, oh, the snow's nice, and like, nice snow, how fun. And then we got to the top of this plateau thing, and then as soon as we got up to the top, it was so cold, it was like minus 12, and the snow was like falling really heavily. And we were like, oh, we'll just go on anyway. And the wind was like so strong, my sister kept on getting blown off the tracks and like down the side of the mountain, and had to like carry on like going up and stuff.
Oh,
and
God.
it was like a really strong blizzard, and you couldn't see it, like a foot in front of your face.
Mm.
Like, I couldn't see anything. But because on cross country skiing, you ski inside these little tracks, like that the piece machine has made.
What?
It's like these little indentations. There's like two indentations in the track for your skis to go in.
Oh, okay. So
I was just following that.
It was being set.
Yeah.
People done it before.
Yeah, yeah. But so I was just following that, and then they got split up from the rest of my family. It was like so cold, and my hands were absolutely numb. And I kept on getting blown off the track and stuff. And I was like, my parents were like somewhere, like in the distance, and I hadn't seen anyone in ages.
Like hours.
Like an hour.
Really?
And I was just like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. But I just carried on going on, like, and then, yeah, and I still couldn't see anything, and my goggles kept on steaming up, so I really couldn't see anything.
But did you ever think, oh, well, I'm just gonna go back, this is really scary?
Yeah, but I thought I'd gone on so far that I'd just carry on going forward, because I thought my parents were in front of me.
Were they?
So I was like, no, they weren't, they were behind me, I don't know how that happened. But I must have just overtaken them without noticing, because I couldn't see anything. So I was like, oh, I'll just carry on going forwards to catch up with my parents and my sister. But yeah, because my sister kept on getting blown over, they'd obviously like stopped and stuff. And I like carried on going, and I was like really like in a state, like crying, like, oh, I'm gonna die. It's really scary.
You never told me the story. You told me that you'd almost died, but not that much detail.
It's pretty intense experience. But then I was like, yeah, I just carried on going, and then in the distance I saw like lights, and I was like, oh my god, civilization. And I like carried, and then I like sped up loads, and I was like going towards the light.
Aww.
And then it was like this little collection of huts. And I was like, oh no, they're like all private huts. It'd be really weird if I just like knocked on the door like,
yeah,
some random person's house. But then I went on a bit in this little village of huts, and one of them was this like cafe place, and I was like, yes. And I walked in, and it was like so warm. I was like, oh, heaven. And then I was just like wandering around, like, like looking all bewildered. And because it really, my hands hurt so much, like after they've been so cold.
Yeah.
And then you go in the warmth, like, And I was wandering around, and there's all these like massive Norwegian men, just like, are you okay, little girl? Well, they were just like talking to me in Norwegian.
That does sound really scary. I'm like,
yeah,
trying to picture it. I'm like, you are going through there.
Yeah, I know, it's really hard to describe.
Did you remember like mission?
Yeah, and then like it was like half an hour later or more, they eventually arrived at the cafe. Yeah, I was like really.
But did you think
scared
they could be ahead of you, like gone past the cafe?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really know, because I was like, because I'm sure that they would have stopped at
mm-hmm.
the town if they were in front of me. So I was just like gonna wait in the little cafe place. But I just like sat in the corner, and then this like Norwegian guy was like, "You from England?" Just having a little conversation.
Aww.
But I was like really scared, because I like obviously got split up from my family. So I was like, but then like half an hour later, everyone like came in through the door.
That's good.
And my mum was like, well, like stressed out and like a little cross, like in a state. And my sister was like half dead as well.
Aww.
And then they just like collapsed in a chair. I was like, mum! And my mum just like walked past me and just like lay down.
Mum, my dad lost you!
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Just ignored. But yeah, my dad had some money, so we got hot chocolate and stuff, and it was all fine after that.
It was all good. We just went down the hill.
Yeah. And then the storm passed. And it was really, really stormy. sunny
afterwards.
And stummy.
Can you believe the stumminess?
But yeah, then I almost like died on the way down, but not really, but because it was like so long on the way down, and we had to be in a snowplow for like an hour. It's really hard to maintain.
Becky and Colette show.
Yeah, my TV appearance on Norwegian TV, local TV.
Really?
Yeah, because we were skiing with a group this time, like a group of English people. And we were just like, we'd finished the day skiing. We were just like stood in this, like outside this cafe. And then this like film crew came up to us and was like, oh, will one of you ask answer questions about your holiday and like why you visit Norway and stuff.
Yeah.
And so one, and they were like, oh, you guys just stand in the background and just like, just look like you're having a good time. I just stood there talking to my sister in the background and they're asking this woman questions. Wow. And suddenly all the snow, like, beneath my feet just collapsed. Yeah. And I just, like, fell straight onto the floor. And so I was just, like, in the back of this camera shop, like, drop
onto the floor. Was that on the TV?
Yeah, it was actually on the TV. Oh, and it was live. Probably. And then, like, everyone was just laughing hysterically for ages. And I just, like, stayed on the floor for a long time. I was like, I'm not getting back up now. It is quite funny.
Was it a local channel, though?
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, the whole of Norway.
No, hopefully it's a local channel. I think it was.
Becky and Colette show.
Would you tell our story about Rosemary?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you met. God.
It was so random.
Yeah. TV celebrity.
I know. Okay. So we were in Asda.
Yeah.
We were in Asda. And we were in the juice aisle, I think, but yeah, it's got, like, porridge in it as well.
And yoghurt.
Yeah, we were looking at the porridge, and I was like, oh, Rosemary, what was her name?
Conley.
We were like, Rosemary, oh, Conley. That looks weird. Who's she? And back to, oh, Rosemary Conley. I was like, how do you know who she is? But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, we were like, oh, yeah, you should buy this porridge. Oh, yeah. And it just had a picture of Rosemary Conley on the front, like, smiling. We're like, buy this. Candy.
Buy it. Now.
Yeah.
We're not advertising their products.
Yeah.
All the porridges are available.
True.
So then, we were like, oh, yeah, porridge, great. And so Rebecca bought some smoothie. And then we were just walking down to the vegetable aisle to pay.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a big, like a
cameraman,
like right in Rosemary Connolly's face.
None other than Rosemary Connolly.
Believe it.
Was right there. If
it wasn't her, it was a spitting image of her, and she was like, oh, you're leech. She's like shaking her around. It's like talking.
Like, talking to the camera.
And I've never heard of Rosemary Connolly before this, day. But it was. Talk about coincidence.
I know. We just saw the porridge, like, laughed at her face, and then turned around
and she was right there.
Who is it? Rosemary Conley.
I was like, oh my god, that's Rosemary Conley. And Becca says, oh my god, guys, you're like obsessed. Oh my god. And then she goes,
she's like running around to answer that.
Oh my god.
Like right behind her, right next to the camera, like, ah!
I was like, come on, let's go.
But yeah, we were astounded by her presence.
I couldn't believe it.
She was so radiant.
Oh my god, yeah, her face was glowing. It was like shiny, and not shiny as in like greasy, but like radiant. Yes. It was like all
amazing.
And her hair, a nice little blonde little bob.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I didn't really look at it that much because I was too like, oh my god, that's her. We were just talking about her. Now she's here filming with a cameraman right in her face, holding a leak, waving it around.
She's like talking to some other people as well who are shopping. So.
We should have got in there and be like, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I know. Should have told
what
us
what you're doing here.
Information about leaks.
Becky and Colette show. Would you rather? Okay, so would you rather live in a box and talk low to people, or
this is the one you made.
Oh yeah, or wander alone. It's a good one. It's a good one. Okay, so you live in like a little closet. In like small, little cramped little closet, all on your own. But people are outside and they give you food and stuff. Or like wander the earth alone. So you can have. So basically, it's confinedness, but be able to talk to people. or freedom but no people? What would you
That's
prefer?
That's a tricky one.
Just like that, right there. What would you prefer?
I don't know, it would be quite cool to just like have the whole world to yourself.
Would you get bored there? I guess you could. I don't know.
Yeah, without anyone talking to you, you would just go crazy. But you'd get crazy like in the dark and box as well.
Yeah, you would.
But talking to people, definitely. They could describe things to you and you're like, oh yeah, I remember what trees are.
But no, you. Yeah. But I don't know, because if you were born into that, like if you were born there, like you knew nothing different. Then if you were inside, you'd be like, I want to be out there with them. They look, they sound like they're having fun. Yeah. If you were wandering the earth, you would know nothing else. Because you'd just be like, it's just me. Being around with the birds. I don't know if there'd be birds. Maybe there would be animals. Maybe we'd let them have animals.
Be friends with animals.
Yeah, maybe we'll let you have animals. But I'd definitely choose that one.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, let us know what you think. Let us know.
And we could just...
No, it just says pubair.
Pubair. Would you rather pubair?
Or what? What's the other one?
Would you rather have no hair at all, or hair that resembles pubes in texture and look?
I'd go bald and get a wig.
I think I would as well.
Definitely. Okay, would you rather smell like cheese? Or have a...
This is a really good reading skill.
I can't complain. Read it out.
Oh, this is like really easy. Would you rather... Oh, smell like cheese. Or have... Oh, okay, it's quite hard.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to read. It's just like random scribbles. Or have... What was it? Have a
mag-retic-ted.
Oh, have a refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. Would you rather smell like cheese or be born with
a refrigerator on your back?
That would be pretty handy, I have to say.
Oh, you just like, would you fancy a Coke?
Yeah. But would you be really cold all the time? No, because refrigerators are warm, like on the outside.
You could be like, imagine a Coke advert. And this little guy with a little refrigerator on his back.
That'd be well cool. Give a little love.
And it all comes back to you. La, la,
la, la, la, la. Gonna be remembered for the things that you say and do.
Have a Coke. Just whip out your back.
Yeah, that'd be wicked. I'd rather have
and
a
people could just be like, come behind you.
Yeah, I guess because it's on your back, it's quite hard to control. Mm. People could just steal stuff out of it.
How uncomfortable would it be if you were like, lying down?
Oh yeah, you wouldn't be able to sleep on your back. You'd have to sleep inside.
What does it mean that your whole back, you were a refrigerator?
You open up your skin inside <You're laughs> like Coke.
I mean, I'd probably prefer to smell like cheese.
You don't get anything. You like with the refrigerator on your back, you have some happy times, you have some sad times. But you smell cheese.
Yeah, but you can
what
cover
benefits
it
do you get from that?
Cover it up.
Yeah,
but actually, no, cheese smells bad. It depends what cheese is. If it's like that blue cheese, that is horrible.
Yeah,
I actually hate smelling blue cheese.
You'd have a mix. Yeah, because if you covered it up, you just have a mixture of like flowers and cheese, which wouldn't be so good.
But if you're a refrigerator, you could store things in it. There's one to think about.
I never want that one.
Yeah. Okay. There's another one with the refrigerator. I think you wrote this one twice.
Changed.
Oh! The ear. Oh, we'll do that one. Oh, the ear one. Where's that? Oh, the ear. Would you rather have an ear as a nose?
Or
a refrigerator in the back.
Yeah, it's another one. An ear for a nose.
Oh no, or 50 nails stabbed into your tongue.
Oh yeah.
But an ear for a nose.
Mm. Ear for a nose. Ear for a nose. Or 50 nails stabbed in your tongue.
And they're fingernails, not just normal nails.
Ew. I thought they were normal nails.
No, it's all part of, like, they're all bits of body that change. What would you prefer?
I'd probably have nails stabbed on my tongue.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it'd be quite useful. You could, like, use it to eat things.
Yeah.
Or you could just chop them really small, so it'd just be, like, little
hard bits in you. And you can't, like, if you have an ear on your nose, everyone knows that you have one, an ear for a nose.
You just look
But
like
only if you go
weirdo.
like this, stick your tongue out then.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. But if you get like, you'd be able to hear more, but you wouldn't be able to smell.
Yeah.
That would help
you
if
do
you
need
smelled
to
cheese or someone smelled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
But I wouldn't want to lose my smell.
No, and you can't taste things by your smell.
Even though there's like, even though smell is like really horrible, I'd prefer, like, some smells are horrible.
Yeah, okay. Some smells are nice.
This is a bit of a rubbish one made by you. Would you rather be a beetle or eat a beetle?
I'd eat one. Let's think. I don't know, actually. Because my sister ate a beetle once, and she said it was disgusting.
Yeah,
and she's got bits of shell stuck in her teeth.
She's fine now. She's living a nice life
yeah.
as a human.
But if you're a beetle, would you actually be a beetle with a beetle's brain, or would you have your brain
no.
and just be a beetle?
You'd be a beetle. Everything about you would be beetle.
Well, then you wouldn't care if you were a beetle, would you? Just
yeah,
be
but...
like, I'm a beetle.
But if you suddenly got turned into one, like now, like would you rather eat a beetle now or suddenly turn into a beetle?
That's probably the same as just dying. So yeah, probably eat a beetle.
But I mean, I'm more for human rights. I mean, human animal rights. And not eating stuff.
Oh yeah, not eating meat. For a vegetarian.
But do we really need another beetle in the world? Do we really need another one?
Another one? Probably not. What do they do?
They don't do anything.
Part of an ecosystem, probably. But
we don't need another beetle.
Okay, yeah.
Would you rather be 5 forever or 75 forever? I think that was my crap one.
Okay, yeah. I'd rather be 5 forever.
Me too.
Being 5 is really fun.
I know, I miss being 5.
Yeah, me too.
Starting school. I mean, you're a bit stupid, but if you're 5 forever, you would learn things.
Yeah. You still have... Yeah, because your brain doesn't get bigger when you get older.
You just look like you're 5.
Yeah. Exactly.
But if you were 75, you'd be restricted in so many ways.
Yeah, you'd have, like, bad back, bad hip.
I mean, obviously, I'm a long way from
ugly.
75. I wouldn't know what it would be like to be 75. But
yeah.
I know what it's like to be 5.
Yeah,
and it was good.
Exactly.
It was
it's
good
fine.
To be 5.
I'm sure it's good to be 75.
We'll know one
like,
day.
Old people... Yeah, I'm quite looking forward to my old age, because old people are just, like, have character.
Yeah.
You can be like all wise.
You would know I'm working in that place.
Yeah. Yeah, I like my
granny
chats.
Actually, no, they weren't old.
Yeah.
Old, were they? I thought you were working in old people's home. It was the holiday home.
No.
So,
most
like,
people aren't old, but yeah.
No.
But yeah, I like granny chats.
Becky and Colette show. It's Frog
News.
You better be ready,
yeah.
man.
Looking around. What are they up to? Gonna find out now.
But we have our special frog news.
Okay, frog news.
Frog news. Okay, today in frog news, there has been a breakthrough.
What's this?
Well, in Indonesia, there has been a frog that's been discovered which does not have lungs.
How could this be?
How could it survive?
Yeah.
How could something without lungs survive? Well, it breathes a different way. It breathes through its skin.
That is amazing.
That is what happens.
And yeah, because it's evolved over so many years to be able to live in an environment with lots of fast flowing water. So I guess it doesn't really have time to be like, it can't be like breathing through its mouth because its mouth might be underwater.
Mm.
So it's learned to adapt to be able to breathe through its skin.
And if it's fast, that'd be restricting. You don't, can't move stuff.
Yeah.
The bubbles, just like... Spray that skin.
Yeah. So it's almost like gills, almost like not. So it's like
just it's. But it's got no lungs, so it's not.
Yeah.
But that's like that worm, that neesis worm that we did in biology. Is it neesis or something?
Oh,
that
yeah.
worm that it has no brain, but it still has reflexes.
Yeah.
So it's controlled by
yeah.
this.
Yeah,
oh God.
I remember that. But yeah, Mr. Butler was just like, Neesis, and like wrote on the board, and everyone's like, what's Neesis?
Is that the worm's name?
Yeah.
Hello, little Neesis.
Neesis.
Me friend. But yeah, it's a type of worm, and it looked really weird. It's like red and has tentacles. it might not be red. Just what Jordan's current trend is. And yeah,
and it's scared of shadows. Only it's not if it
learns to it. Was that classical conditioning?
Yeah, some kind of
learning behaviour that we did. I like learning behaviour. I don't know what he's about. It's because he doesn't like psychology.
I know, he's like, psychology, no.
But I like psychology, it's interesting.
Becky and Colette show.
What I was watching.
What?
Mary Poppins.
Oh yeah, Mary Poppins.
I love that film so much.
Yeah, on YouTube. Well, not like... the songs.
Yeah, it's like it's got on YouTube, it's got all the Mary Poppins songs, and it brings back memories from my...
It's pretty good. I love Mary Poppins.
Yeah. My favourite bit is in the bank with all the old men, just like walking around,
old men.
Nodding at each other.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Invest.
Yeah, we're going to the bank.
Yeah.
We're going to the bank. Yeah, we're all... We've got money. We're obviously important.
Yeah. And the little boy was like, no, I'm going to feed the birds. And they're like, no!
Invest it!
Yeah.
Damn you! Put it in the bank! Yeah, I mean, come on, it's like one penny.
I know. Tuppence.
Tuppence. Tuppence a bear.
And then the old lady is like, feed the birds. She says it really bad.
Please, come and take.
She's like, tuppence a bag.
Tuppence a bag. I made it out of my own hair.
Yeah.
That's like,
I wouldn't want to feed
screen.
Yeah.
Woman. Please take a bag. Take one. Oh, we should do like impressions or something. Yeah. Impressions of an old lady.
See the birds.
Take it, please.
Tuppence a bag. And then, yeah, the other good bit is when all the chimney sweeps, like, pop out the chimney.
I love the chimney sweep. They're like the things they sweep the chimney with. They're amazing. There's like this big black. Domes of like fluff.
Yeah. And then they put up the chimney and they're like, woo! And fly up. When I was little, I tried to fly out my chimney because I thought that would happen. I was like sat by my chimney, like,
come on, take me up.
I want to do a dance on the chimney sweeps.
Aww. I wish you could actually stand on my roof.
Yeah.
I mean, you can stand on that bit, but not like, I mean, obviously, because roofs are like
slanted. But they manage it, they like balance.
But yeah, Mary Poppins is really random.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? Like, you go into the pavement and there's like another world.
Yeah.
With like cartoons and bunnies.
I know. And farm animals and horses.
And oh, the penguin bit! I love that bit when he takes his trousers down.
Yeah.
Becky and Colette show.
Okay, well, that's all we've got time for on the Becky and Colette show.
Yeah, so remember to email us, beckyandcolette@live.com, and any, like, interesting facts, adventures, challenges that we can do, anything interesting, or anything content. You want to, like, you thought, oh, that's interesting. Oh, yeah, I've done that before. Oh, yeah, I really like Mary Poppins.
Any stories about
anything. Anything. Oh, weird news you've got, anything like that. Would be much appreciated.
Yes, please.
Okay, so till whenever we make one again. Bye.
Bye.